definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Down there. There's nothing for the sonar to bounce off down there.
I didn't need your fancy gizmos to tell you that. I just used my eyes.
Just give the salty sea dog thing a rest, just for once. Can you do that? What about the external cameras?
The feed's on that monitor.
That the one on the bottom?
Yes, and that's zoomed in as far as it'll go.
It's just black. Nothing. Computer, increase external light levels by 50%.
Confirmed.
No change. How is that possible?
Now you've finished gawping at that thing, perhaps we can try and work out what we're going to do about it.
You don't think it's important to at least understand what's happening to us? At all?
There's understanding and then there's panic. The sea isn't going to sit and wait for you to get your head around it. She's going to kill you first. So do what I do. Take control. Master it.
So what do you suggest?
We need to find a way of making this tub take us back to the surface.
Whoa, hang on, you can't just decide that for yourself.
Except I can. I'm the captain.
You're not the captain, you're just the driver.
You want to come a little closer and say that?
Oh, you want to slap me around a bit, do you? You showing off that famous leadership from the good old days?
Yeah? Come on, then!
Stop it! How is this solving anything? Marcus, see if you can interpret any data from out there.
The lack of any data is half the trouble.
Fine, I get it. Charlie, what's the status of the ship?
Virgil, health check, please.
All systems are shipshape and Bristol fashion, Captain Charlie.
Oh, God.
Bristol fashion.
Adaptive AI, you remember? It's moulding itself to its primary operator. Taken a while, though. Clearly, it likes you as much as we do.
We'll do this the old-fashioned way. Mr. Jansen? Where's that boy got to?
I'll find him.
Sam? Sam, Mom, say something. Answer the door. Right. I'm coming in.
Are you okay? Sam, are you drinking again?
This is a judgment, you know.
Shift up. I'm sitting down. When we get back up top, you can tell those company bigwigs to build bigger cabins on the next one.
We're never going to get back up.
Tell me why you think that.
I said, right from the start, I said I was the red shirt.
Yeah, I remember. That's a Star Trek thing, right?
Yeah.
You think we're going to die?
I think this thing is... It's like a punishment, right? We've upset the balance of the world, haven't we? I can't even watch the news anymore. It terrifies me what's happening up there.
You think this is Armageddon? We've awakened the beast from its slumber? Is that it?
Yes! No, that sounds stupid, doesn't it? I don't know. I mean, I grew up going to church, all that, but it's just sort of faded into the background. I got on with my life. But now I look at what's happening to the world and what we've done to it, to the sea and all that. Now this bottomless pit, it can't just be random, can it?
I find it comforting to think that it is.
There has to be something bigger than all of us. This place just makes me believe that more. How do you explain it, Marion? How can this pit be bottomless?
I'm a scientist. You don't need to convince me that what's happening to the world is scary. We have to make fundamental changes to the way we live our lives, of course. But this? Everything that's happening down here, it's not divine retribution. It's frightening and it's strange because we don't belong here. That's all. We don't belong here. This isn't our natural habitat. But, you know, with that said, I think we do have a responsibility to explore it and understand it.
So what are you saying? You're telling me we should just let this thing take us into the jaws of hell?
No. We've seen enough. For now. We gotta figure out a way to get back to the surface. Let people know we're okay. Show them all this data we've collected. This stuff will blow their minds, for sure, but Sam, I need you to understand nothing magical is happening down here, okay? It's just, we've had some bad luck, that's all. Will you come back to the command module?
All right.
Pass me the gin, okay?
You're not going to chuck it, are you? You know I've got more stashed around.
I'm not going to chuck it. I'm going to drink it. Ugh! Christ!
Damn, damn, damn! I hate this thing so much! What are you looking at?
Right, your hand's gonna fall off before you actually manage to damage that thing. You know that, right?
If I wanted your opinion, I'd ask for it.
You kinda did. Look, have you thought that we don't have to worry about this?
Oh? And how do you work that out?
We're on computer control. The systems are working, and Virgil is still holding strong.
You've changed your tune.
Look, I admit this is scary. When we sank into what we thought was the ground, I was as panicked as the rest of you. But we're still alive. The ship's taking it. We have to make the best of this. After all, when you hit rock bottom, there's only one way you can go.
Yeah, somehow even further down.
No. I'm trying to be optimistic here. Look, you know, I hit rock bottom once, years ago now.
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Control, are you responding?
Attention. External communications are still offline.
Look, we're very deep. This kind of thing's to be expected.
I hate how you have an answer for everything. I see you dragged him out of wherever he was hiding.
Just leave it, will you?
So what are we doing?
We're staying put. Got any better ideas?
What are we getting from outside? Any idea how deep we are?
Take a look for yourself.
But that's...
What is it?
I mean, I suppose it could be one piece of the Earth's crust being pulled under another. That's how the Mariana Trench was formed. But it...
For Christ's sake, spit it out!
We're at least 15,000 meters beneath the surface.
Huh. I mean, we knew this pit was deep, but...
Sonar's still not picking up any sign of a bottom?
No.
There's gotta be a bottom somewhere. There's always a bottom.
If there is, it must be some way off. Well, this is all new ground. We've got data from the sensors and the camera feed to go through. We can try and interpret that as we go. Funny thing is, I'd have expected volcanic activity, but it's all dried up.
Wait a minute. As we go?
Yes.
You're still saying we go down?
I told you, yes. We put our fears to one side and do our job. Marion? Marion!
We've got to go back. We've got to tell people what waits for them down here, what we've brought on ourselves.
Oh, shut up, Sam. Marion!
We've got the camera and sensor data all recorded.
Yes.
And if we've got detailed route information being recorded, we know how to get back. I think we should return to the surface, analyze what we've got, and then perhaps look at launching a drone.
Finally, the voice of reason.
What, are you kidding me?
We have absolutely no idea what we are dealing with out there. You said it yourself. There should be some activity of some kind. Even at the bottom of Challenger Deep, there's life. Hell, there are beer cans. It would be irresponsible to keep going without interpreting what we've got.
Irresponsible?
Yes. If we die down here, what benefit is that? Say the sub failed or we crash, we lose everything.
our mission.
So that's another vote for the surface. I'm for going back. Mr. Jansen's gone wacko. He wants to go back. It's just you, son, and you're outvoted. Right. I'm going to see if we can free up some systems. Dr. Straker, see if we can get the comms back.
I am not going to let you start fiddling around with company property.
And how are you going to stop me? You start causing trouble, I'll carry you to the airlock and eject you myself.
Marcus, please. You'll get your chance to come back down when we know what we're dealing with.
You know what? Fine. You just try it. Everyone's going to know what happens here. It's all recorded. None of you are irreplaceable, you know.
Prick.
I just hope he's wrong. That we'll get back.
Well, we won't if we just stand here. I'm going to see if I can get this plating off the panels.
Let me help.
When I need you to do something, you'll know, okay?
Look, Captain Birdseye, if you want to actually get this thing working, you need me.
I really don't.
I've spent months working these engines, right? I know this ship. You start playing around with stuff you don't understand, we might as well just let Marcus take us to the bottom anyway.
Fine. So what do we do, genius?
We need to get into the computer and shut off the program that controls the helm. Is that simple enough for you? I tried to use short words.
Just do it.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Any luck with the comms?
This is weird.
What?
Virgil has a pre-recorded message for us, but it's only just been made available.
All right. Well, let's see it.
Charlie won't be happy if he finds you lounging around here. I reckon he's more of a confined-to-quarters man.
It's not his ship.
Why is this such a problem for you?
I'm here to safeguard the interests of the company.
I thought you were here to assist me.
Well, that's the same thing, up till now.
Tell me what you know.
What?
Come on, let's cut all this. I knew getting on board with corporates was a bad idea.
And staying in your cozy university would have got you down here. Oh, I know what they pay. I've seen your CV. I know you want this as much as we do. And we know about your past, what it did to you. We want to see you playing your A game, Marion. Our aims aren't opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar, Marcus.
What?
Come with me.
He's back, is he?
What are you looking at?
Not content with recording our every move, worming your way into our heads, you knew about everything.
Virgil, replay the message.
Confirmed.
This is a recording for the crew of the DSV Virgil. Hi, guys. By now, you've probably passed through what you thought would be the deepest layer of the planet. You're probably feeling shocked, confused, maybe a little angry. But I just want you to take a minute to feel really, really proud of yourselves. This is major, what we've done here. It's what we all signed up for, isn't it? We're on an adventure together, all of us. Pushing back the boundaries of human knowledge. Doing what we always do, harnessing it for the good of us all. So, I know you're trying to bypass the computer, get back up to the surface. That's natural. But please don't. We need you to keep going down. Sam, I'm sorry. There are firewalls in this thing even you didn't know about. So don't wear yourself out trying to crack the uncrackable. Just enjoy the ride. Have a little faith in your captain. Charlie, go easy on them, will you, honey? They're counting on you to be the heroic man of the sea we all know you are. Marion. Oh my God, Marion, you are going to do the best work of your life. You hear me? Stephen, you take care of them for me. You know these guys would be lost without you, sweetie. And Marcus, big congrats for what you're doing. Seriously, you're going to be remembered. All of you. I'm signing off now. You go grab this opportunity. It's yours.
What does it mean, Marcus? Marcus?
It means what Laura said. What I said all along. We keep going down.
We're never getting out of this, are we? Why isn't Charlie threatening to hit me?
Charlie?
Oh, like we've got a choice.
Oh, God.
Everyone to their stations, please.
Fine. All right, I'm going.
I'm glad you saw sense, Captain. It's good to have you back.
You just stay out of my way, okay?
Anything you say, boss.
All right, everyone. For better or worse, we're doing this. So let's do it properly. This is Captain Charlie Dresden at the helm.
Marcus Wilde, monitoring.
Marion Straker, monitoring.
Sam Jansen in the engine room. Dr. Stephen Frame in sickbay.
Wait, what?
Stephen?
That was Down, Part 12. Written by Matthew Woodcock. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Peter Davis as Stephen Frame, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, E.J. Martin as Laura Mentorn, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.